Welcome to another episode of the Weekly Dose from Patient Care Online, where we bring you the latest clinical research in a quick, digestible format. In today's episode, we'll cover a range of studies from cannabis use and dementia risk to the growing global burden of atopic dermatitis in older adults. Let's jump into the key findings from last week's articles. First, we look at a study examining the association between cannabis-related emergency department visits and future dementia diagnoses. Researchers followed over 15,000 adults, comparing individuals with cannabis-related acute care visits to those with all-cause acute care. The results were striking. Individuals who had an emergency department visit or hospitalization due to cannabis use were found to be at a 23% greater risk of developing dementia compared to those with acute care for any other cause. The risk was even higher, 72%, when compared to the general population. Researchers caution that while these results don't necessarily show causality, they highlight a high-risk group that may benefit from closer follow-up and preventive efforts. Moving on, we dive into a study from JAMA Network Open that investigated whether initiating hormonal contraceptives postpartum is linked to depression within the first year after childbirth. This study followed over 600,000 first-time mothers in Denmark, examining the relationship between contraceptive use and postpartum depression. Investigators found that initiating hormonal contraception increased the risk of depression within 12 months postpartum, with combined oral contraceptives showing the highest risk. Notably, progestogen-only pills initially decreased the risk, but increased later on. These findings are important for clinicians to consider during postpartum contraceptive counseling, as routine initiation of hormonal contraceptives may inadvertently contribute to depression rates. Next, we have a significant development in Alzheimer's disease diagnosis. The FDA has cleared the Lumipulse GPTAO217/beta-amyloid-142 plasma ratio assay, the first in vitro diagnostic blood test for Alzheimer's disease. The test helps identify the likelihood of cerebral beta-amyloid plaque deposition, a key marker of Alzheimer's disease, using blood plasma. The test correlates with imaging and cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers, but avoids the invasiveness of lumbar punctures and the radiation exposure of imaging. While it's not for population screening, this diagnostic tool could offer a less invasive, more accessible way to assist in the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease for patients presenting with cognitive impairment. Now we turn to a Phase 3 trial published in The Lancet, which examined gepotidacin as a treatment for uncomplicated urogenital gonorrhea. This trial compared gepotidacin to the standard regimen of ceftriaxone and azithromycin. The results were promising. Gepotidacin achieved a similar rate of gonorrhea eradication compared to the standard regimen, with the added benefit of being an oral treatment. Interestingly, gepotidacin performed better at rectal sites and had comparable efficacy at urogenital sites, though it lagged behind at pharyngeal sites. This offers a novel, convenient oral option for treating gonorrhea, but concerns about resistance to quinolonase, such as the PARC mutation, require ongoing monitoring. Lastly, we look at a study that examined the global burden of atopic dermatitis in older adults. Researchers found a dramatic rise in the prevalence and incidence of AD in individuals aged 60 and older, with the number of cases increasing by more than 100% since 1990. This surge in cases has been most pronounced in high-income regions, such as North America and Europe. The study projects continued increases in incidence, prevalence, and disability-adjusted life years for older adults with AD, highlighting the growing challenge in managing this chronic skin condition in the aging population. These findings emphasize the need for more effective strategies to address AD in older adults, especially given its increasing impact on quality of life. That wraps up this week's episode of The Weekly Dose. From the potential risks of cannabis use to a new diagnostic tool for Alzheimer's disease and advancements in the treatment of gonorrhea, these studies showcase the breadth of ongoing clinical research and its implications for patient care. Be sure to check out the full articles on Patient Care Online for more in-depth coverage of these studies. Join us next week for another roundup of the latest research. Thanks for listening.